Welcome back to the podcast in the green room for all our Maryville diehard fans out there who've been loving the show. Thanks so much for your support. And here we are, joined by Rory Ryan. How are you, Rory?
Good, thanks. How are you?
You're all grown up now, aren't you, mate? And as always, Puggy, how are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Had a little health kick, I think.
Yeah, a little health kick, drinking water. This podcast is brought to you by My Health.
Yeah.
My mental health. My business is being gone off like
oh, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't know it, but from the little downpour we've had now, it's starting to warm up. Temperatures are getting there, means we're getting closer and closer to the finals. The Olympics are at the moment. I think you're watching the Boomers. You've been watching the Olympics, boys.
I have.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the coaching? Did you see his reaction?
Oh, yeah, he's carrying on, wasn't he? He's like, he was in the pool. So you're probably wondering why long neck Rory Ryan is on the podcast. But a little fellow mate, his own first grade debut, so congratulations, mate.
That's right.
You've been hanging around the club a long time in the final, don the jersey, and go out there and play in first grade. And get the win as well.
Yeah,
and get a good try assist there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good, so you must have stoked for that.
No, I was very stoked for that. Obviously, my goal. Wanted to do it the whole time, growing up and all that, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I know you came off the bench, but it wasn't a good jersey because back in the field after the game, we were chatting before, and the guys really put it on for you back in there.
Yeah, they did. Obviously, made me skull, and then thought that was it, and then got chucked in another can, and thanks for locking you up.
And yeah, really. Yeah.
And yeah, that was cool. We came out after, so yeah, it was good.
So how did you find the pace of the game and how it all still works?
I was in there for a couple of minutes, but I don't know, the boys not resting that early.
Yeah.
As soon as we get on,
he
told me exactly what to do.
Yeah.
But
that last 10 minutes is where he piled on a couple of tries in that last 10 minutes.
Lucky, but it was good.
Yeah, you look good too. They look like such a push over team. That was quite well. I wasn't sure how far we saw. It was
15 minutes on the time, and what came back to 15-12.
Yeah, okay.
And then.
So it had to be one. There wasn't.
It wasn't easy. I was watching it back TV.
Yeah,
locked in, and could hear the crowd in the background.
Yeah,
carrying on. They were giving Stan Bright a bit of kicking advice.
Yeah, right. So, did you miss? What did you do?
The one where they were giving him a lot of advice, because you got to compensate it, he actually slotted it out. But he didn't turn around and give him anything. Pretty calm, isn't he?
I wish I could have worked for that. I had my birthday Friday and spent 9 hours hanging with the chaser on Saturday, so I was.
So I thought that kicked on you.
Next year I'll have
to try it again.
Yeah.
Social pause.
My wife doesn't watch it anyway, so yeah, I'm playing. I'm the best at playing.
Social pause, I'm playing here, I'm trying, you know.
It's all or nothing. I'm going to play the ball.
Tell us, what was your path to the Greens, obviously? Did you get born here?
Yeah, pretty much. Come down every Saturday since I was very young.
So yeah.
There was nothing else really, no league, no other sports. But it was just this, coming down until dark every Saturday, every home game, and big ball boy or whatever it was.
You play juniors?
Yeah, juniors all the way through.
Who was some of your coaches at juniors?
Wayne Bates. Wayne Bates for a bit. Cameron Angus.
Yeah.
Good. He was very good. So, then we came straight over here, which was also good. So, yeah.
I love that stuff as well as a junior.
Yeah, a little bit. Played Newcastle and all that stuff. And,
how old are you, Roy?
18.
You're 18? Yeah, so when I come in 2011, you were 8 years old. I remember you running around getting a double in the motor game. Yeah, it's funny.
That's it. It's good to see that, though, isn't it? That four boys and doing all that. And then you grow up and you're 18, make your first ever do it. Or come off the bench.
Yeah.
You know. Did you reckon the pace was the pace before then, second game?
I didn't notice it that much.
Yeah. You'll play good.
Because I wasn't in there for very long, but I'd say it would be.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I have found that when you go up the grades, it's quicker, it hits harder, it's easier to play because everyone knows where they're going, everyone knows what they're doing.
No one out of position.
No one out of kicking it to the right. You know always quite there the ball because the defender is certainly getting back in the line. It's much quicker, it hits the harder, but it's actually easier to play.
Yeah, I've done that with some special forward up in there. Up in the third sometimes. Yeah, a lot quicker.
So, predominantly this year, Roy, what grade have you been playing into? Second grade and
halfback.
So you've been starting most
of the time? No, off the bench.
So how do you enjoy playing in the senior club?
Yeah, it's good. I find it staying because I hang out with all these boys. And I like to have hung out with them and come in and they've sort of made it easy.
Yeah.
It's sort of good.
Did you play a lot of rep with a few of those boys?
Badly. Pretty much the whole way through.
Yeah.
Matt Bays, he's a really good footballer.
Yep.
He's meant to be in Sydney at the moment, but up here, which is good.
What club are you going to down there?
I'm not sure.
What playing down at the start?
Yeah, he was.
What, first cult for him?
Yeah, first cult.
Yeah, okay. Right.
He's good
footy player. So
is that going
to be Elton? Hooker. Yeah, right, exactly.
Billy
Dunn's not up here to film that. Just down again. Billy Dunn's getting a bit long in the tooth, mate. He's on the way out.
Well, I did notice you doing a lot more running out there.
Yeah. I don't like running either.
Okay, you don't really run unless someone's chasing it.
That's right.
That's
all I get me
now, runner.
Yeah.
tell us a bit about your rep done. What you've done in Newcastle?
Yeah, Newcastle and thank you.
And then you've got Wales Country, is it?
Yeah. Good trip. We meant to go away. We went to Queensland about a month or two ago. We went to all this COVID stuff, but we went good. I reckon we'll postpone it till later in the year, but
I've been talking about it. You go up to Morpeth, right? And you come up Morpeth and you go past like East Lakeland that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got
Hand it.
And you come up past the cemetery there. And you go Main Street there. And then it used to be like this little air, weird little head. It's still hidden there. The fence is still there. And they had a train on the field, like in front of it. Roads right there, goes dip down with a bit of a dip. Indies everywhere. It was just brown, and you just had to turn off the train.
Morpeth Indies.
Bring it on, boys. Maybe I could get a sign for you.
The boys and girls last week, a funny story about how they were on a bus trip from Canberra to number two. Quick game. So you've, this is probably your first year in first grade, your first year in a bus trip to the senior club.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's good. We let them go.
You stop at a few pubs on the way back, or just straight
through? No, straight through.
There's always talk of stopping at the pub. This pub and that pub as well.
Something will not happen.
You get everyone off the bike, you're not going to get back on.
Everyone hates that they bought the bypass in a couple of years ago.
You still get the same amount of grogging as in half the time.
I was on the back of the bus.
Oh, you went on that
trip?
Yep. Oh, good.
That was great. Good trip.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Who's the worst to go on a bus trip with?
Probably Bill.
Bill,
yeah. Actually, yeah.
Nah.
I was stuck with him on tabletop
night.
He can be
tortured. Good stuff. I'd love to play. When was
Canberra? Oh, yeah, it's like, got to pick their name.
Yeah.
And he went up there. I think Lockie was next to me. I said, oh, I hope he doesn't call my name out. Bang. Straight away.
Did you text me the paper? You wasn't just like, said to his dad, I did pick him out.
And yeah, anyway. But we were second mile.
Who was
Tom Crow and a lady that plays for.
For the girls,
so
it makes it a difficult going to kids, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, that's a difficult.
I don't know.
Was he stoked or?
I think he was. I told you. I think so.
Well, there's always a good place that was stuck in Australia that year.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I think it's true. We were stuck together. We had some good apple pie. We beat Uni pretty well.
I don't think it's going to change anything. No. Losing two games. Really, I don't know if it's going to change anything out there, but it's good. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, cool. It's a good time to be around the club at the moment. I think all these young fellas going out and hanging out together. All different grades, all different age groups and stuff. It's really good. Even just comes up just quite straight, haven't you?
It's good. It's just easy.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah.
No one's angry or upset at each other.
Yeah.
It's good, it's a good thing.
Yeah. You get a good Sunday crew going for a few beers and stuff as well. Yeah. So that's really good. That's when you know the club's going off. Well, they're down here now, even though they're going to start to be.
Yeah. You get that feeling that when, the way they are around the ground when they get here as well, they're all talking to the old boys. They're all, everyone's sort of, no one doesn't say hello. Everyone's, you walk past everyone, they say hello, shake your hand.
Yeah, it's really good. I like coming down and stuff. I like coming down and just saying, I can do this, and you probably like, all the boys say g'day, and hello, and it's really good.
So I think that's
the perspective here, not that.
You've got a bunch of other voices.
You know, he does, obviously.
Speaking of your voice. But it is, so the feeling around the club's very upbeat. But,
yeah,
there's an air of confidence around, but not overconfident.
I think it's not really pushed or anything like that, but it just sort of happens. Like, everyone's just going with it, and no one's angry, and everyone's happy. It's
good. Well, that Bill, are you angry? How did you go back up after Wednesday night playing over there number two, like a really big couple of days, and then backing up on Sunday, you just did knocks and stuff in your quads? And
I think so. I think some of the forwards would say that.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit more store, but yeah, it was.
He had a bit of an injury or something,
I think his shoulders messed up or something like that, probably.
We know that,
Yeah, you got a drone,
I did.
I think so.
They'll keep coming back. Round games over there, it's loaded until 3, and then we're doing because the final is the 10th of September. So, what's that like? 5 weeks, 6 weeks? 4th of September, that's not. The final?
Yes.
Oh, I thought the final was the 10th.
Oh, sorry, grand final?
Grand final? Yes, yeah, it's on the 10th. Because I was going to say, I put it into the wrong week's lead.
You are right.
Yeah, so it's not long now. So, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, what does that look like? Now we can start building towards the final.
I guess we get through it, and then whatever comes. And I think that's how to do it. Build up, and then whatever happens, try and win.
Has training picked up a bit, or is it in intensity, or is it a? So no, it's such a awesome really good today.
Yeah, I thought you had it.
Yeah, I wasn't training.
I was training. Gilly came down and gave us his drill, and I didn't many people like him. Built the shit out of the table.
Nick Gill?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He kind of hung on to that one. So.
Is that the one where Virgil knocked out Gill?
No, it's not Gill. I think he's gotten out of that a little bit, but yeah, I'm trying to
hard you up.
Yeah, and I was in the box and that, and just trying to put the finishing touches in and just do that for the rest of the year.
So, what are you playing second grade this
week? Yeah.
Number
nine? I'm on bench.
So, how's second grade going this year? Are they on top?
Well, I think they're top three.
Yeah.
But I think Wanderers is the team to beat.
Oh, yeah.
But we can get them at the end of the year.
Yeah, we will get them.
Yeah.
So who have we got this week? Southern Beaches?
Yep.
They were going good at the start of the season. They kind of went off a little bit.
Yeah, they might have got a couple of wild players or something like that. But I guess all the clubs have. But I don't think it really pays in the first game. Exactly.
No.
Yeah,
they play
pretty well.
They kind of play finals, though, can they? And then, I don't think they can.
Oh. What's the
They've got to get some rugby in, I guess. They've got to keep playing, but Sydney's just going into another month.
That doesn't really hurt us, I think. You've got Dave, who's going to be playing, Kai,
and
But yeah, what do you think? What can we expect from Southern Beaches this week? What do you reckon?
I'm not sure.
Hey,
thank you.
Nah, I'm gonna help you. Yeah, trying to get a body like you've read.
People only see what's in front of the camera. They don't see the scene behind the camera. What goes on to make this actually this podcast work? I've noticed a few stars on you. What's happened there?
Yeah. You got caught up in the Rocky.
I dropped something at work. That one was climbing the water tower in Hickson Street.
Who's the biggest pest in the club? Let me put them in spot here.
Not bad.
Yeah?
He'd probably be out there.
He's been, because I've asked this a few times, and his game has pretty much consistently been thrown out there.
Well, he's always up to something. He's good for getting in the build.
Garner was playing down Sydney or something and come back up or was injured first grade and he set up a drill for first grade senior and they all said, let's all drop the ball. Yeah, but every pass, they knocked it on, throw it over their head, run along the lane, Garner was like, what are you doing? You can triple catch by a drill. And they did it for about 10 minutes. I thought they just jammed on and you were taking a dip.
Any stories from the old green room that you can do? Did you guys get up to much as a junior? I don't know if we did. Mine, when I was a junior, sort of more so, 15, 16, 17, that one.
Yeah, we, when we finished getting knocked down, when he was getting knocked down a week or something like that, there was heaps of people. We went to a party or something like that, and we were like, we don't know what to do, we'll go somewhere. Let's go to the green room. Just getting knocked down, we'll just go up there. Anyway, we got up the top, no worries, and then getting down the bottom was the hardest bit, and then they had people running. There's 30 people or something like that. We go upstairs, someone got the fire hot in it. Spraying upstairs, spraying downstairs, and one of your mates was spraying the back wall. Spraying it, and I was like, back to go. I started spraying it, and it was just spraying, I had my head down or whatever, I was doing whatever. I turned around, I thought it was my mate coming at me, so I turned around and sprayed him in the face, and it was a copper. And no one thought to tell me that was like, they were like, whatever, everyone just ran away, and I turned around and got him straight in the face and dropped the thing out. Stamped on him.
Really?
I think he's coming to spray me, and he had me knee in the back of the head. But it was all like, I'd probably do the same thing if someone sprayed me in the face with a fire hydrant. Took us down and
painted. And then he got caught.
Well, it was just me at the start. Someone else, they went down and they grabbed one of the other boys, one of the younger boys actually. He got caught too, and we were both in the back of the pay raid and just looking at each other's. But nah, it was all right, nothing happened. We had to talk to two of us. I was probably more scared of being chiseled than
the coppers.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah, he was just like, oh, I know he's getting knocked down, but.
Yeah,
it's
just
fair enough.
Yeah.
Kids in there breaking in.
We will be able to do it.
Four knocks,
Well,
there's a little bit of weight.
Yeah,
put it on the cap for
us. Yeah, you can get in there. I remember being there, I actually. I can't say what we did, but then. Me and my dad had a good night there one night after the building. Just the building was just sitting there on the steps. Yeah. On those steps, just sitting there for about 3 hours to drink and turn it off.
Yeah.
That was good times. All right, though. They're probably some of the better times, actually.
It's weird, isn't it, when they've always been there, always people are gas to a place like that. We go there and no one's there. It's a dirty old thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of
it's just weird. It's like this place jumps and then the next day there's no one there. It's just quiet.
Yeah. It's the most dangerous place to get down because the steps are so big that you always touch that handrail. Either it's full of digging shit or if there's the slightest little part of bump, it'll just fucking go straight down.
Yeah, it wasn't the same as you guys.
I should have kept it up.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I reckon they're trying to get rid of the scoreboard.
Yeah, talking about putting a brand new scoreboard up there.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, you can't really see it. We can't. I can see it. But when.
Night on.
I think they should just get rid of the black bit.
I don't know.
So you'd be ready for this question, then. Three players from any era. You can take on any season trip, the three years going on. You can take three players, you've got one, who, and why.
Well, probably not Gilly.
Yeah, he's a little team. He's a mention every week, doesn't he?
He's a magic player that's fast.
Have you heard him laugh? Did you hear him at Hammer?
Yeah.
He's just good. I'm going to go to the next one. We turned out they were leaving, so we were like, oh, we'll leave too. But yeah, it was a fun night.
Who did you live with?
Lachlan Moore and Dave Kuchet.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So, Eli's housing.
Yeah, because I had a big block, and there was like four bedrooms, two bedrooms, and four in the front.
Yeah.
And Eli, Jacob Muir, Chuck McKay, and Bowsy had the front one.
Yeah.
And then Dave, Lockie, and I had the back one.
Oh, yeah, took that.
Well, yeah, it always turned out.
You like the mullet guy? He's just in the front?
Yeah.
Oh, in the back, that's
right. Yeah, the clean house.
Oh. Dave said it. It got to the point where it was just happening so frequently, and we sort of didn't care. Glad I lived in the back there.
Yeah. That's right. Now looking back on it, probably wouldn't you live in it like that? There's no party.
Somewhere to go. Somewhere to take everyone back to.
So who do you live with now?
I'm back at home. Oh, yeah. I went back and Dave moved out his car.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it's good.
So, looking forward to playing for the Greens for the rest of your life. You got any goals you want to reach?
Oh, just keep playing, I guess. Keep playing.
Either the goals maybe go to the wildfires or something like that? You just want to.
Going down to Sydney every week doesn't excite me. I'd probably rather stay here and
go
to the pub after and do everything you want.
Get your picture on the wall here, or
it'd be good.
We can just cut your face out and stick it over there. Sure. You're happy with a couple of chins. Well, thanks for coming in, mate. Good luck on Saturday. Against the Beast. Do you have the team?
Obviously, the team.
You've got the team.
I coached you this Saturday. Number one, Phil Ryan. Number two, Brad Lauder. Number three, Tom Newman. Number four, Luke Corrigan. Number five, Brendan Jackson. Six, Lachlan Miller. Seven, Lewis Gray. Eight, Darcy Christian Johnson. Nine, Eli McCulloch. Ten, Sam Bright. 11, Super Studios. 12, Tom Smith. 13, Jason Wilson. 14, Ethan Mouth. And Ethan Mouth. And Sam Rouse.
So Tommy Newman's back in first place.
Yep. I think that those wildfire guys still on the bench. Kai, Dobbo and Pucci there on the bench. So I'm assuming that I just roll a hole in the front row and
Heat
stays second half that half time. I think that's what they've been doing. So. Thanks so much for coming in. Another episode down. We'll be back next week with another one. And this episode is brought to you by Ryan Simon. Rory's dad, Paul Ryan. You get a sign made by him, make sure you spell check because I know he's bugging the crowd every day. But Paul Ryan's a legend. He's a stalwart of the club, an absolute weapon as a man, so support him. This night away. Oh, yeah.